So it's the Easter holidays, we're thinking about the summer coming, and hopefully we're having lots of people around the country looking at brochures of holidays in Cornwall. And that's what Malcolm Bell, head of Visit Cornwall's, hoping too. Just tell me about the sort of things that will tease people to get them here to Cornwall this year.
Well, I think the one thing, even though I know it irritated many, many people, including many people in my family, is we had 8 weeks of Caroline Quinton eulogising and love-struck about Cornwall, which certainly for half an hour on a cold Monday night was great. We've had tremendous press coverage, and actually we've seen in excess of every month 25% extra traffic to our website. So we know that the people are out there doing their research, doing their interest. The frustrating thing with late booking is that's got to turn into business. So we're quietly confident that the interest is there. We hope that people will convert that to bookings, but I think people are holding back, keeping their options open, seeing what it was. So we're quietly optimistic that the numbers might be okay, but again, like last year, I think the squeeze will be on spend.
We've had the budget as well a few weeks back. What sort of things has that told us about the coming year?
I think there's hopefully a growing feeling that maybe even though the era of austerity will go on, we've bounced off the bottom and we're starting to make the slow return. And that's very, very important. And what we'll be looking for is also people's sort of ratings of job security. Because what you end up with in the situation of these sort of economic downturns is some people really hit hard and they're out of the game, they can't really afford a holiday. But what you end up with is a big zone of people who are worried, who may be being a bit cautious, who can take a holiday but don't because they feel insecure. So I think with the budget, with the economic progress, people are starting to feel a bit more secure, which will hopefully mean that will transfer into the most important purchase they can make in the year, which is a holiday.
I suppose it's easy to generalise about the Cornwall holiday market, but it's broken down into things like camping and caravanning, it's broken down hotels, it's short breaks, long breaks. Where are we seeing the growth that will continue this year?
Well, we're seeing very much, I think, this polarisation. The top end is still doing very, very well. There are people that either choose to actually maybe stay less but go up the quality market or have got the money. There's still quite a lot of people in the places in London in certain financial services that have got money. And then the top end is doing well. What we're also seeing is it's not the budget end, it's the sort of value. And I mean value as in a good experience for the money in the holiday parks and the camping sector, but also some in the self-catering where maybe grandparents and parents and children take a bigger unit. So there are ways in which people are actually making their choices. I think what we've got is a soft middle. You know, it's not at the value proposition and it's not at the quality end, and that's the last to fill.
When it comes down to people in Cornwall now having their holidays, you'd obviously want them to have their holidays within Cornwall or take some breaks in Cornwall as well.
Well, that's a very important thing. We actually do get people that holiday in Cornwall because it's a beautiful place. And if you live in the far west, go to the north near Bude or go up to the beautiful Rain Peninsula, different experience. The interesting thing in our visitor survey, in the last 3 years, we've had a 50% rise, which sounds huge. It means it's gone from 10% to 15% of people from Devon having their holiday in Cornwall. And I think in the short break market, with the cost of fuel and everything else, we'll see a lot more of the short break market being at least Bristol West, if not Taunton, if not even Exeter West. So we will see a lot more in that short break market closer. Now that's great for Cornwall because we've got two spectacular coasts and a wealth of things to do. And there's about 1.5 million, 2 million people in Devon, Somerset, Dorset and the Bristol area. So I think in the short break market, it'll be very much from within the larger region. For the main holiday market, it will be back to our traditional Midlands and London.
And then there's the foreign market, people coming from abroad on holiday here. Which area? Oh, we know about Germany, we know about the Dutch visitors. What other areas are we seeing more people visiting from?
Well, I think this is one of the things that probably won't... We're seeing actually an interesting collection of increase of people coming from Scandinavia and Sweden, all smallish numbers, but we're not doing any marketing there. And equally, a growing little number coming from Italy, which is quite interesting because the Italians do like Britain. They tend to go straight to Scotland. Why they go to Scotland when you've got wonderful Cornwall is a mystery to me. But there's actually a Facebook group now called Amora Cornavecchia. I love Cornwall. So I think there are other markets. And I think one question for Cornwall is, as the UK's leading holiday destination, when are we going to tackle Europe? And I've had sort of tentative conversations with people I know in Tuscany and Provence about trying to actually get this group of top European regions. You know, the cities have always got the European stuff of Paris, Milan. Why not have Cornwall partnered up with Catalonia, with Provence, with Tuscany as the great European regions? And I think their ambition should be over the next 10 years is continue to stay number one in the UK, but start tackling that European league table to have ambitions of being in the top 10 of Europe regions, not cities, the European regions.
And when you take your holiday in Cornwall this year, where are you going to go?
Where I'll be going is a week in Marazion, sailing in Marazion, and then days out and other things. I'm spending my wonderful week in July in Marazion.